Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, are you ready for another Ron Johnson proclamation? This one really surprised even me. A fellow named Harry Waite, W-A-I-T, down in Racine County. Harry Waite is a pro-Trump guy. He also is somebody who believes that our election system is rigged, which is false, but he believes that. So what Harry Waite decided to do was to apply for absentee ballots in the names of several people not named Harry Waite, in other words, not his own. And he thought it would be kind of funny to apply for a absentee ballot in the name of Robin Voss. Robin Voss, who just fired Gableman, and thinks that Gableman might lose his law license because he endorsed Voss's opponent, not because he ran up $250,000 in sanctions from courts for disobeying orders and insulting the judge in court, and was referred by the judge to the disciplinary arm of the state bar. That's not why, but is that Robin Voss? And Corey Mason. Corey Mason is the mayor of Racine. Well, Harry Waite is not Robin Voss, and he's not Corey Mason, but in the application, he falsely represented that he was. That is a crime. That is a felony, as a matter of fact. And when he got the absentee ballots, he went to his buddy, the sheriff from Racine, the Schmeling, who is a member of the Constitutional Sheriffs Association. There are 3,000 sheriffs in this country, and 300 of them belong to this, and they believe in the power of the county. They believe in the power of the county. The translation for power of the county in Latin is posse comitatus. And as far as I know, they're not linked to the posse comitatus of 30 years ago, but they believe some of the same stuff. And they believe that the sheriff is the most powerful person in the county, more than the president of the United States. Okay, that's what they think. So Schmeling and talks to Waite, and then he goes, he said Waite did the right thing, didn't think he should be prosecuted, but it's not Schmeling's idea whether or not to prosecute him. Well, the Wisconsin Election Board, some of the people on the Wisconsin Election Board feel that he should be prosecuted. They feel they should be prosecuted. Whatever your motive, it doesn't matter. He did it. Now, Ron Johnson came out yesterday, believe it or not, saying, I support Harry Waite. He did the right thing. He did the right thing. Here's what he said. He's a white hack hacker. And he wasn't referring to race here. He's white hack hacker. In other words, a white hat hacker. White hat hacker. No, there's no such thing as a white hat hacker, okay? No such thing as a white hat hacker. Ann Jacobs, who had been the chair of the Wisconsin Election Commission, now she's a member of the chair rotates, said that that was an abdication of his role of a U.S. senator to say that. It was terrible. And Harry Waite said, I'm ready to be charged. Well, I got news for you. Charge him. The Racine DA is not going to charge him. She never does anything that the sheriff down there or law enforcement don't want. Going to have to be charged by the attorney general. Charge him with election fraud. In the past, there are some TV journalists, for instance, who will say, well, why don't I sign up for welfare benefits under assumed name? I won't take the money, but then I can show how easy it is. Or why don't I go into a bar and buy an illegal gun that's been stolen and unregistered just to show how easy it is? I won't use it. The answer is no, you can't do that. Whatever your motivation in doing the crime, you better be able to do the time. Better be able to do the time. For the U.S. senator to say that it was right and he supports somebody falsely applying for an absentee ballot in the names of other people just to show how it could be done, it really doesn't deserve to be in the U.S. Senate. We go to the lines. We have a couple of people. I'm going to take them in order. The first one is Gary of Sussex, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Gary of Sussex?
Okay, I agree with you. This guy down, this Waite that tried to get a different ballot, from different people. I agree with you. When I first heard it, I told my wife, I said, they ought to prosecute this guy. I don't care if he's on our side or not. You can't do stuff like that. Then you mentioned about buying guns and tricking people and stuff like that, you know, to prove your point. Fast and Furious, Barack Obama did that, and one of our agents was killed by him playing around with guns and trying to trace guns down in Mexico with the cartel. And so, I agree with you. You can't do stuff like that. And then I called in too late, and I was mentioning about yesterday, you said call in sooner, so I'm calling in sooner. you mentioned the other day that you really didn't have many candidates to run for president other than Biden, and you got Liz Cheney now. You know, she's free, so you know, because you always say really nice things about her. And I don't believe that she's an evil person. I don't think so. I mean, if she was my neighbor, that'd be fine. But the fact is, she's really not a Republican, and at least the Republicans of today. She might have been an old rhino Republican from the George Bush days, but this is the Donald Trump, Tea Party type Republican, which that's the way I am. So that's what I was going to say as far as that's concerned. I just want to know, Hillary Clinton, you know, she could be one of your candidates. I mean, she's very popular. Gavin Newsom. How about the governor from Illinois? I can't remember what his name is, but he's putting his name out there. So you guys have a lot of choices. Yes, exactly. And then you got Bernie Sanders. Come on. Bernie Sanders, this is the... this is his party now. The Democratic Party is his, the Socialist Party. And I think that he would fit really well with a lot of Democrats of today. Not the old Rhino Democrats that I remember and you remember. And I don't believe that, and I could be wrong, so you can correct me. I don't believe that you're a Socialist Democrat. And I believe that you're a capitalist because of the way you talk. And so I agree with the way you think. And a lot of the stuff that's going on as far as with the Democratic Party. And I think that they've gone so far that I think that it's just disgusting.
No, I get your point. And I want, Gary, I want you to know, I enjoy your calling in. This show is open to everybody, whether I agree with them or not. You are a principled conservative, and I do enjoy your calls. I want to commend you on one thing. You just coined a phrase I love, and I am going to suggest that media pick it up, and that is Rhino Democrat. That is brilliant, Gary. That is brilliant. And on the other stuff, I would say this. I think Joe Biden is a very good president, effective president, not meaning to demean anyone else, but he deserves re-election. I'm going to support him 100%. I did in this particular race, number one. Number two, with regard to the Republican Party, I don't see how you can call Liz Cheney a rhino. She supported Trump's agenda 92% of the time. Paul Gosar of Arizona, only 83%. And Mark Meadows, only 78%. She is a Republican. And when they say Republican in name only, these Republicans who are opposed to democracy are the rhinos. The people who stand up for our democracy were Dwight Eisenhower, Ronald Reagan, people of that nature. And these new folks don't like democracy. So that's the problem. There's a lot of people on the line. I got to get to the next one. Gary, keep calling. I appreciate it. Mark from the SAC, my friend, you're next. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, it's Gary brought up some decent points, but to drag up what Obama's attorney general did for Fast and Furious is, you know, hanging that on Barack Obama. Yes, it happened. There's an administration. Yes, there's mishandling of that, but it happens under any administration. It's sad that Liz Cheney lost in Wyoming, and these guys are not Republicans anymore. They are the Republicans in name only because they have a cult leader now, and they refuse to Because Liz Cheney is a Republican's Republican. I mean, she supported the Republican agenda all along. She voted against, she's voted against the current administration and all this stuff. So to call her that, I mean, that, but these people are tied to Donald Trump, and I can't understand. I mean, the guy has all the appeal of a flesh-eating virus or bacteria because, and I've thought that for 20 years because the guy just kind of repulsed me way back when he was just, TV. I mean, I'd never watched that.
I think that's great. No, I appreciate that. Tell us what you really think. I'm not kidding. I love your passion, Mark. Thanks for calling. Got a lot of people on the line. Nick of Madison, my friend, you're next up. What's in your mind today, Nick?
Hey, I'm just calling to say I'm not surprised at all that Liz Cheney lost, and neither is she expected to, but thing is that she stood up for principles, character, and moral courage, and the voters of Wyoming obviously did not. And when people are saying, well, she's doing this for a run for 2024, I don't think so, because she's obviously not going to run as a Republican because she has to be primaried, and then the plurality will vote against her, not the majority, the plurality. And then she's obviously not going to run as a Democrat because she is an actual conservative, and very few Democrats are. So I think she's happy just making her stand. I mean, if you have to, what good is it to win your job or lose your soul? I think that's what she was thinking.
Yeah, Nick, that's a very profound insight. And she said, if you haven't seen it, everybody, take a look on YouTube of her concession speech. Well, she cited Abraham Lincoln. She cited a Gold Star father, a father whose son was killed in combat, who had called her and said that, she's standing up for the democracy that his son gave his life for. It was very moving. It was very, very poignant. Very, very poignant. And I think that... she does have a lot of integrity. I think that the mechanics of how you run, remember something, 2 years is like geologic time in politics. Anything can happen. Her path to go into national office would be if you had a Republican nominee other than Trump, say, God forbid, a DeSantis, somebody like that, who wasn't doing well in the polls. They could pick her as VP simply because they're trying to burnish their image. And then the rank and file, what are they going to do? You never know. You just never know. Her father, Dick Cheney, got picked as VP only as a congressman, as a former congressman. And he had no reason to be VP, and yet he made it. So you never know. I do not count her out. I do not count them out. But the fact of the matter is she has a lot of integrity, a lot of courage. And one of the things that I loved the best was the statement she made in the January 6th commission, where she said something like, quote, I'm addressing this to my fellow Republicans. One day, Donald Trump will be gone, but your dishonor will live on forever. One day, Donald Trump will be gone, but your dishonor will live on forever. And that is a chilling, chilling thing. I think she's the Joan of Arc of the Republican Party. End of our country. And if Google Joan of Arc, unless you know stuff about her, one of the most extraordinary people in history. She was a peasant girl without education, but she's the one that went to the King of France and said, I can lead the army to throw the English out. The English had invaded France and occupied it. And she did. And the English captured her and they burned her at the stake. But she was of courage and of integrity. I don't think there are few people in history who match her. And I think that Liz Cheney is the Joan of Arc of the Republican Party and of America. And frankly, I think that the Republicans, if they had a brain in their head, would put her on as the VP candidate in 2024. Now, they don't call me for advice. Surprisingly, they don't call me for advice. I don't know. My feelings aren't hurt. They don't call me for advice. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Dropped it in the mailbox as in a special deal.